18. 1. Top left. King Egfrith asks St Cuthbert to become Bishop of Lindisfarne. Although St Cuthbert longs for a simple life of prayer and solitude in his hermitage, he accepts his responsibility to lead his flock. He is shown receiving the crozier, his rod of office, from the king, the scene emphasising the close associations between the monarchy and the church. 2. Top right. St Cuthbert is consecrated as bishop. Bede recorded that this sacred ceremony took place in York. Cuthbert is surrounded by a priest, an archbishop in red, who blesses him, and bishops who present him with the symbols of his office, placing the crozier in his hand and the mitre on his head. 3. Lower left. St Cuthbert distributes money to the sick and poor. He is assisted by a monk in blue who holds a purse. Charity and caring for those in need were important elements of a bishop's duties and followed Christ's example. 4. Lower right. St Cuthbert cures a nun. Bishops were expected to help the sick, many founding hospitals for their care. Cuthbert's miraculous healing powers follow this pattern, whilst also demonstrating his saintliness.